morning, everyone. It's lovely to welcome you all. Start with one or two notices. Just to remind you, we've got our church members meeting tomorrow night. That's 7:30 at Oasis. All the documents have already been sent out. And also to say, this is a bit of an advance notice, we're really looking forward to a baptism. It's going to be on the 28th of April, and we're going to be at Union Street in Crewe for that Sunday, as we've done before. And we're really looking forward to baptising Sarah Carter. So instead of having a morning service here on the 28th of April, we'll have a morning service at Union Street in Crewe, and we'll join with our friends there at Union Street, and we'll be taking the whole of the service. So do pray for Sarah, and we'll be putting details in the newsletter a little bit nearer the time. So 28th of April, 10:30, Union Street. Notice relates to Palm Sunday. Mark, thank you very much. That's next Sunday.
Thanks, Alistair. I'm here instead of Ian, who's away, to plug the Passion next Sunday evening, Palm Sunday. You may already bought tickets. If you haven't, you can get one from me there. If you've not bought one, I'd invite you to buy one, if only to support the event and make sure that it doesn't make a loss. Or to pay for a ticket for someone who perhaps couldn't afford to pay and would like to go, because Ian's got a stack of those which Ian's building a stack of those which he can give away. But most of all, I'd urge you to come, buy the ticket and come, because it's Palm Sunday and it's a really good way to prepare for Easter. Just revisit the Easter story in an interesting and dramatic way. Thanks, Alistair.
Thanks, Mark. So that's next Sunday, 6 o'clock. At St Mary's. See Mark afterwards. We'll still be having our usual service here Palm Sunday morning, but this is an extra event put together by all the churches in Sandbach to share the good news of Easter. Just to add too, if anybody is thinking about baptism or has got questions about baptism, do have a word with me. It'd be great to talk to anyone who's been thinking along those lines. And finally, Chris Hill. Thank you, Chris.
Some of you may know this news, but I know you'll all, those of you who know them, will want to hear this news, and it's good news. Keith and Mavis, his son and daughter, daughter-in-law, Sarah, has had a little baby girl, safely delivered, and they just wanted to give thanks, and so I asked, should I share it, and they said, yes, please. So, yeah, good news.
Could we just get the lights, please? Thank you, Dave. So it is great to welcome everyone this morning. This is our all-age service, our monthly all-age service. And today we're continuing with our all-age series, which is taking us through the Lord's Prayer. And this morning we've reached this part of the Lord's Prayer. Such well-known words, aren't they? Very, very familiar. Give us today our daily bread. So let's just commit our time to our God. Let's pray together. And Father, as we gather together to worship you, we pray so much that we will be open to all that you have for us this morning. Lord, we just praise you because every good thing we have comes from your gracious hand. And so we want to anticipate the blessings that you have for us this morning. So Lord, in our worship, we pray that we might know a real awareness of your presence and the richness of your blessings. And with expectant hearts, we say, Amen. So let's continue in our worship with our first song, which just encourages everything that has breath. And as you're here this morning, you have breath to praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Everything. angels, praise you forever and a day. Praise you on the earth now, join with creation, call your nations to your praise. They could see how much your worth, your power, your might, your endless love, they surely live and never cease to praise. Everything that, everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that, everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that, everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Everything that, everything that, everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Please do take a seat. And let's continue in our worship as we come into God's presence in prayer. Let's all join together and bring him our praise and worship. Father, we want to respond to that invitation for everything that has breath to bring praise and worship to you. And we gladly worship you, Father, for you are a great and a mighty God. The King of creation, the God for whom nothing is too difficult. We are also a faithful God who provides all of our needs, a gracious God who is always so generous in giving. And we see that supremely in the wonderful gift of your Son for our salvation, for the gift of your Holy Spirit to empower us in our Christian lives. Father, you are so good, you are so gracious, and you are so generous. And we just gather together and offer you our praise and our worship for all the blessings you pour out on us day after day after day. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. So if you are extremely old like me, you may remember this game show. I'm not sure whether it's 60s or 70s, but it was a long, long time ago, wasn't it? The Price is Right with Bruce Forsyth. Anybody remember The Price is Right? Yeah, my parents told me about it, I'm sure. The Price is Right. We're going to play a very slight and very loose variation on The Price is Right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put some pictures of some loaves of bread on the screen. And all our wonderful volunteers have got to do is work out whether the real price is higher or lower than the price on the screen. That's all there is to it. And so Dave and Sandra, who couldn't wait to volunteer, and Danny and Cordelia, who also couldn't wait to volunteer, are going to be our two teams. So if I have perhaps maybe one on this side of the mic, one team this side, one team that side, and if I hover off to the left here. Right. Actually, I think I need the answers. Right, here we go then. So here's the first loaf of bread. So this is Aldi Everyday Essentials, medium slice white bread, 800 grams, 50p. Is the real price higher or lower than 50p? No conferring, please.
Lower.
So we've got higher there.
Lower.
And lower there. And the answer is lower. 45p. So one to Dave and Sandra there. Right, here's the next one. We're still in Aldi. The Aldi Village Bakery Tiger Bloomer sliced bread, 800 grams. £1.25, is the real price higher or lower than £1.25?
Higher.
So the real price higher from the audience. Dave and Sandra, higher or lower?
Higher.
Daniel Cordelia?
Higher.
Higher.
Yeah, higher.
He's on his phone.
It is higher. £1.39. Right, here's the next one. We're still in Aldi, I think. The Aldi Village Bakery medium sliced wholemeal bread, 800 grams, 70p. Is the real price higher or lower than 70p?
Well,
higher.
Ooh, music group says lower.
Music group says lower. Danny and Cordelia?
Danny says higher.
Danny says higher.
Lower.
Dave and Sandra say lower. And the real price is higher.
Oh.
75p.
It's only a game.
I think it's 2-2 at the moment, so it's pretty close. I think we might be off somewhere else now. We're going to Waitrose. So the Hovis Seed Sensations, multi-seeded sliced bread, 800 grams, £1.50. Higher or lower?
Higher.
So we've got higher there, higher there, higher there. It's higher. £1.90. Right, we'll carry on in Waitrose. And this is the Waitrose Super Soft White Medium Loaf, 800 grams, £1.20. Higher or lower? Generally higher. Dave and Sandra?
Lower.
Lower. Danny and Cordelia?
Higher.
Higher and lower. And the real answer is lower. £1. Who said lower? Right, I think you're just about into the lead there. Right, we're still in Waitrose. The Hovis Best of Both, whatever that means. Medium sliced bread, 800 grams, £1.50. Higher or lower?
Higher
over here. Danny and Cordelia? Higher there?
Higher.
Dave and Sandra, higher. I say lower, and it's lower. £1.35. Right, we're off to Sainsbury's now. The Sainsbury's San Francisco style sourdough, taste the difference, 400 grams, £3.10. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Lower.
Lower, 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 lower. It's a lot lower. It's £2.10. So, and I think we're on to the last one. So I think, Danny and Cordelia, you need this one to draw. And if Dave and Sandra get it right, they win. So, right, are you ready? Complete silence, please, for this last one. Right, here we go. Sainsbury's King's Mill, no crusts, soft medium sliced white bread, 400 grams, £1.80. Higher or lower? So, Danny and Cordelia, are you saying higher or lower? Is the real price higher or lower? Getting some help from the audience here, I think.
Lower.
So, we've got Dave and Sandra are saying the real price is lower than £1.80.
Lower. Lower.
Lower, lower. Any offers over here?
If you say lower and we're both wrong, you haven't. You, the only thing you can do is lose. Or draw. Lose or draw. If you do
so,
the same as us, you know.
I'm so sorry.
That's quite right. I think Dave gets a yellow card for that, I think.
I'm helping you. If you say the same as us and we're right, then you've not.
Well, I'm just asking the question.
I'm not looking at the answers here, but if I were you, I might be just tempted to say higher.
Lower. I would say higher.
Higher. And guess what? The answer is higher.
Oh.
£1.95. So much to my relief, it is a draw. So, thank you. A big hand for our wonderful volunteers. Thank you. So in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to come to our Father God and say, give us today our daily bread. Not simply asking us for the bread we need every day, but using the word bread to mean all of our daily needs. Let me remind you of one example of how God provided for his people's needs hundreds of years ago. I wonder if you remember that time from the Bible stories, how God's people, the Israelites, endured hundreds of years of slavery in Egypt. You may remember how God raised up a leader called Moses, and Moses would lead God's people out of slavery in Egypt. And you may remember how God provided for his people for 40 years during their wilderness wanderings. So we're going to hear how God provided for his people. I think Eleanor's going to come and do our Bible reading for us, our first Bible reading. She's going to read to us from Nehemiah chapter 9. There may just be some questions about the Bible reading in a moment or two. So look out for the ways that God meets the needs of his people. Eleanor, thank you.
Nehemiah chapter 9:19-21. Because of your great compassion, you did not abandon them in the wilderness. By day, the pillar of cloud did not fail to guide them off their path, nor the pillar of fire by night to shine on the way they were to take. You gave your good spirit to instruct them. You did not withhold your manna from their mouths, and you gave them water for their thirst. For 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness. They lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, nor did their feet become swollen.
Eleanor, thank you very much indeed. Can we go back to the... Fantastic. Whoops. Right, super. If you were listening to the Bible reading, you may have picked up six ways God provided for his people. Did anybody spot any of the ways in the Bible reading that God provided for his people? I think there was about six. Anybody notice anything? Go on, Mary.
The clothes didn't wear out.
Yeah, the clothes didn't wear out. Did you notice that? When our clothes wear out, I guess we usually go to the shops to get some new ones or the charity shops or whatever. Amazingly, the way God provided for his people for 40 years in the wilderness was enabling their clothes never to wear out. I mean, I guess you might get a bit bored wearing the same clothes every day, but 40 years, your clothes never wore out. Isn't that amazing? Right, any other ways? Dave?
Their feet didn't swallow.
Yeah, did you notice that as well? The people had everything they needed to the extent that their feet did not get swollen. And remember, with all the walking they're doing for 40 years, that is pretty amazing, isn't it? So that's two ways. Chloe, Jenny? Yeah, the manna. So God provided food for his people. Manna's this sort of fine flake-like thing. It's a bit like frost on the ground, white like coriander seed. Tastes like wafers made with honey. I love honey, so it sounds quite nice to me. Of course, in the wilderness, no shops to go to, no mobile phones to order pizza from Domino's, and manna was the miraculous food that God provided for the people of Israel during their journey in the wilderness. Apart from the day before the Sabbath, if you may remember that, that God sent double portions so they could rest on the Sabbath itself. So that's three things. Got three more to get.
Water.
I heard water. Yep. So in the wilderness, there are no taps to turn on. So you're totally dependent on God for that basic provision, water. Two more. Jenny?
Spirit.
Yeah, the presence of his Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit teaches God's people way of living so they can enjoy walking in fellowship with him. And I think we're down to one more.
Was it the cloud?
It was sort of linked to the cloud, Anne. So if I say it's God's presence, so that's the best way to put it. And remember how his presence was shown? It was the pillar of cloud that led the people during the day, the pillar of fire that led the people during the night. So God hasn't left his people alone in the wilderness. He is walking with them. So those are the six ways that God provided for his people all those years ago. His presence, his Holy Spirit, food, water, clothing, and health. Now have a look at those tables on the screen. I wonder which table you think shows us what God is really like. Is it table one or table two? Which do you picture God as being like? Table one or table two? Table one's got a generous provision, more than enough for everyone. Table two, quite a meagre provision, isn't it, with hardly enough to go round. So you can think about that. But I wonder whether in your heart of hearts you believe that God can really supply what you need. He gave the Israelites what they needed in the wilderness all those years ago. Even their feet didn't get swollen. Even their clothes didn't wear out. He hasn't changed, has he? I wonder if we're willing to trust him. Well, we will celebrate God's faithfulness. We'll sing a couple of songs. We'll sing Great is Thy Faithfulness. I think we're singing just verse 1 and the chorus, if I remember, followed by Faithful One, So Unchanging. And as you sing these songs, worship the God who meets all of our needs out of his grace and generosity. Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father.
Oh, my God.
please take a seat. Can we get the lights again, please? Thank you. So, Jesus taught us how to ask for our daily bread, for what we need. So, how do you think we should approach God with our needs? You think we should come like Oliver Twist? We come fearfully, trembling like he did when he asked the master for some gruel. Is that how we come before God? Trembling? Fearful? Do we come reluctantly? You know, we don't want to disturb our Father God with our little small things when he's got so many big things to look after in our world. Do we come fearfully? Do we come reluctantly? Well, our Bible reading, which Sophelia is going to come and read for us, will tell us how we are to approach God with our needs. So we're going to read from Luke 11. It's from the Message translation of the Bible. So thank you very much, Sophelia.
Luke chapter 11, verse 15 to 13, the Message. Then he said, imagine what would happen if you went to a friend in the middle of the night and said, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. An old friend travelling through just showed up, and I don't have a thing on hand. The friend answers from his bed, don't bother me, the door's locked. My children are all down for the night. I can't get up to give you anything. But let me tell you, even if he won't get up, because he's a friend, if you stand your ground, knocking and waking all the neighbours, he'll finally get up and get you whatever you need. Here's what I'm saying. Ask and you'll get, seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be open. Don't bargain with God, be direct. Ask for what you need. This is not a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If your little boy asks for a serving of fish, do you scare him with a live snake on his plate? If your little girl asks for an egg, do you trick her with a spider? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. And don't you think the Father who conceived you in love will give the Holy Spirit when you ask him?
Thank you very much, Sophelia. So Jesus is telling us to come boldly to our Heavenly Father. We don't need to come fearfully. We don't need to come reluctantly. Because our amazing Father God loves us more than we can ever begin to imagine. And when we ask, Jesus says we will receive. And the reason we receive is because our Father is good. He's our gracious, loving, heavenly Father. He doesn't need his arm twisting like the friend did in the Bible reading. I wonder if you remember this verse from Romans 8. Paul writes, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? You can see the logic there, can't you? If our Heavenly Father's willing to give us the most precious thing that you can begin to imagine, his own beloved son, then Paul's saying, well, God will give us the lesser things we need if we ask him. Isn't that amazing? All we have to do is ask, and our Father is willing to give. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that we don't have to do anything to receive it. I mean, after all, when God provided manna for the people of Israel in the wilderness, they still had to go out each day and collect it. My experience is that God does not usually drop food into our plates directly without us doing anything. Steak and chips looks very nice there, but it doesn't usually just magically appear in our plates direct from heaven. The way God meets our needs is usually by giving us paid work to do, or the benefits we're entitled to, or the generosity of friends, and so on. Think for a moment about the spiritual food we need every day. Our loving Heavenly Father's provided that food in his word, the Bible, but we've still got to put the effort in to read it each day so that we can get that spiritual food that will be a blessing to us. So I think be encouraged this morning to come to your Heavenly Father and ask him for what you need, Because Jesus says, when you do that, you will receive. But maybe having said that, we need to understand the difference between what we need and what we want. So let me put a few pictures on the screen. All you've got to do is work out whether you think it's a need or whether you think it's a want. Some will be easier than others. So here's the first one. Actually, maybe can we get all the lights? Would that be okay, as the sun seems to be shining rather a lot this morning? Right, not sure that's made any difference, but thank you very much, Bernie. Here's the first one. That's a Lamborghini Revuelto. 0-62 in 2.5 seconds. Top speed, 218 miles per hour. £450,000. Is that a need or is that a want? It is very nice, though, isn't it? It really is very nice. But it's still a want. Yep, some are easier than others. Food and water. Is that a need or a want? Yep, it's a need. That looks like a pretty healthy lunchbox to me as well. Yep, food and water, I think, is pretty clearly a need. New iPad. A little bit more borderline, that one, isn't it? Could be a need, could be a want, maybe depending on circumstances. Not quite as straightforward as some of the others, is it? Faith. Yeah, definitely a need. You may remember the disciples asked Jesus, didn't he? Increase our faith. So faith is really, really important. New TV with a larger screen. Need or want? Depends on your glasses. Interesting, isn't it? Depends on your eyesight. Maybe in certain circumstances it could be a need, but maybe it's also a want as well. Again, not entirely straightforward, is it? Clothing. I thought you'd be more definite than that. I really do need to wear clothes. I don't know about you, but yeah, I think clothes is definitely a need. Barbie dream house. Want? Eleanor Sophia, do you think that's a need or a want? Do you think it's a want? If you ask your mummy and daddy. Wisdom. Yeah, we all need wisdom, don't we? I think we're seeing that even as we're working through some of these questions. Holiday to the Seychelles. We're sort of saying want, aren't we? Then Danny says he needs a break. Blackpool's really nice at this time of year, Danny. Popularity. To be the most popular person at school, college or work. Is that a need or a want? Sure? Okay. Spiritual gifts. Definitely a need. To get all A's in your exams, need or want? Some longing over there, I think. Could be need, could be want, couldn't it? A little bit borderline again. That's why we come back to wisdom again, isn't it? How much we need wisdom. Now the question is, do we really ask God for our needs, or do we ask him for our wants? And then perhaps a surprise when our prayers aren't answered. Remember this lovely promise from Philippians 4. My God will meet all your needs, not wants, according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's an incredible encouragement, isn't it? To ask God for our needs. So when you begin to focus on what his glorious riches in Christ Jesus must be like, I think he can meet our needs, can't he? So we'll have a few moments of quiet. Perhaps I can just suggest that during that time of quiet, privately, you just lay your needs before the Lord. Whatever they may be this morning, whatever needs are on your heart, just ask the Lord to meet those needs from his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So a few moments of silence. Let's be still before the Lord. Father, we want to just say thank you for that promise of Jesus that if we ask, we will receive. So we ask that you will give us today our daily bread, and you will provide for those needs that are on our hearts this morning, for the glory of your name. Amen. So we're going to sing a song thanking God for all his goodness. We sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name." We'll also take up our offering as we sing. We have two offering things going round. We have a bag, which supports the general work of our church. We have little pots, which support our sponsored children. If you're not prepared for the offering, please just let both pass by. So bless the Lord, O my soul, worship his holy name. Oh, will keep on singing. And we just bless you and praise you once again that you are so gracious and so generous. And thank you too, Father, that as part of our worship, we can bring you our gifts. And with those gifts, we offer our lives. We pray that you'll take and use both for the glory of your name and the extension of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
And please take a seat. Can we get the lights off again, please, just once more? Thank you. So if I asked you what your greatest need is, I wonder what you would say. Have a look at these words of Jesus from John 6. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, and we heard about that. Yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. So Jesus came to satisfy our deepest need, our need to be forgiven and have that life-giving relationship with our Heavenly Father. He is the living bread that came down from heaven. Let's come and pray together. Father, once again, we do admit our own need for wisdom because we recognise that we don't always make the best choices. We want to thank you that you are a forgiving God. And Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for any ways in which we've failed you even on this day, let alone in the last week. Those careless words, those unworthy thoughts, those hasty actions, those good things that we never get round to doing. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask for your help to live as you call us to live. And we also recognise that today there are many, many people who are hungry throughout our world. We think particularly of the many people who are suffering hunger and hardship in parts of East Africa. The many who are hungering for food. Equally, we think of the many people who are hungering for peace. We bring before you especially the dire situation in the Middle East and in Ukraine and the Yemen and so many other parts of our broken world. Lord, will you minister your healing peace and your provision, we pray. We also pray, Father, for the needs of our own country. And we recognise that in so many ways we have turned away from you. And we've worshipped other gods. Lord, we pray that you might draw our nation back to Jesus, the living bread, the one who can meet the deepest needs of the human hearts. You also remember that our neighbourhood, and we think of those who may be hungry in our neighbourhood this morning, so we pray your blessing on the work of our food bank and our pantry and the work of Lifeline and the many ways the community seeks to meet other people's needs. So we pray for the hungry this morning. And we pray, Lord, for your gracious provision. And Lord, maybe each of us have got people on our hearts and minds this morning. Maybe people who are hungry for peace in difficult circumstances. Maybe people who are simply hungry for food because they're struggling to make ends meet. People who are hungry for love. People who are hungry for healing. Lord, when we think about people in our family, our loved ones, people we know, we recognise there are many different needs. So once again, we pray that out of your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, you will meet their needs. And Lord, if those needs are to be met through us, we pray for gracious and generous hearts that mirror your own heart. And we ask all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we are going to sing one final song as we close. Just a reminder too, we serve tea and coffee afterwards, which is available in the kitchen there. And also to always remind you that this is a one-way street, so please turn left. And that is a need, not a want. You really need to turn left when you leave the car park and turn right and right again to get back to the main road. So it seems right that we sing of God's goodness. So we're going to sing God is good, we sing and shout it, and it finishes with a big hey at the end. So let's celebrate the goodness of our God.
God is good, we sing and shout it, God is good, we celebrate, God is good, no more we doubt it, God is good, we know it's good. When I think of his love for me, my heart fills with praise, and I feel like dancing. For in his heart there is room for me, and I run with arms open wide. God is good, we sing and shout it, God is good, we celebrate, God is good, no more we doubt it, God is good, we know it's true.
There was a bit of a kerfuffle, shall we say, at the beginning of the service, and lovely people came in. Our dear sister Kay showed had fallen down. She's at the end of Union Street and just fell down. There was one or two people there anyway. So these lovely people came and got a couple of, because Kay said she wanted some friends from church and that, so they came and got us. We got there. There was only a district nurse there, wasn't there? Of all the people to be coming up the road, it was a district nurse. So there, and then Judith came along with her car. So, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, Kate's got a bit of a scrape on her knee, but generally speaking, she's made it here with us. And praise God for all of this. It's just amazing. God is alive and well and good. Okay.
So, a wonderful illustration. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And sometimes he does even more than we think, doesn't he? Let's pray together. So may we leave here this morning knowing that our Father God is good and he delights to meet our needs. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us for always. Amen. Amen.